About 100 students, teachers, and community members gathered in downtown Durham yesterday to protest the detainment of a Riverside High School student by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. 19-year-old Wilden Acosta was picked up on his way to school in January and is likely to be deported this weekend. As Jess Clark reports, his classmates are speaking out against the government's decision.
Many of those who rallied downtown yesterday had never met Wilden Acosta. Acosta is the undocumented Riverside senior who has been held in detention since January. But even if his classmates didn't know him, they were outraged just the same. Morgan Whithouse is a senior at Riverside.
Among all the students right now, it's like confusion as to why Wilden is being detained and possibly deported. It just doesn't make sense to so many students where it's like he's a hardworking student, he has no criminal record.
Whithouse is standing on the lawn of Duke United Methodist Church amid a crowd of her classmates. All of them are wearing a tattered white scrap of fabric around their wrist.
We passed these out during our lunch period today, asking students to wear these in support for Wilden, and there's classrooms full of students wearing these.
Wilden Acosta crossed the border illegally 2 years ago from Honduras. At the time, just 17 years old, he was one of thousands of Central American minors who made the journey alone to the U.S. A judge ordered Acosta deported after he missed an immigration hearing. The Department of Homeland Security says Acosta and others like him are a priority for removal because they threaten border security. But Acosta's family says he came to the U.S. to escape violence, and if he returns to Honduras, gang members will kill him.
Of course I miss him. I miss him every day, and I worried about him every day.
Kiana Lewis is Acosta's girlfriend. She's a junior at Riverside, and they've been dating for 7 months. They met in a history class after Acosta spoke English well enough to take mainstream classes.
Before, he didn't know English, and he said that he was looking at me, you know, like he knew me around, but he couldn't talk to me because he didn't know any English. But when we got in the class, I guess it got a little better. So we started talking, and he asked me out in Spanish.
Lewis and the rest of her classmates found out Friday morning at school that Acosta might get deported this weekend. Immigration officials say they won't confirm a person's deportation date until after it's happened. But Acosta told his lawyer his paperwork has been processed through the consulate, usually a sign that deportation is just days away. Lewis tears up when I ask her what she'll do if that happens.
I really don't know. I don't know.
Stand up, fight back!
When students are under attack, what do we do?
Stand up, fight back!
Students, teachers, and community members marched from the church to the North Carolina Mutual Life Building, where Congressman G.K. Butterfield has his district office. They demanded the congressman ask for Acosta to be released immediately. Dolly Burwell is Congressman Butterfield's spokeswoman. She came out to address the crowd.
Congressman Butterfield has been in touch with Secretary Johnson, as well as the director of ICE.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson could intervene before Acosta is deported. Unless he does, immigration officers can put Acosta on a plane back to Honduras at any moment. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.